can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
There is a constant attack upon your essence, upon that which makes you human. It oozes through the cracks of culture, and it weaves its web around the consciousness, the very soul of humanity. Its insidious and sordid machinations wind its way through the psyche on levels so deep and intense that you cannot even see it. The war is on for your consciousness, your very soul. What do you subscribe to? What do you believe? Do you walk the road of selfhood, the rocky road, or are you part of the collective? Do you go along to get along, seeking approval from others, or do you forge your own way? Is your path one that you have chosen, or one that has been laid out for you? What influences your opinions, your thoughts, your emotions, and therefore your actions? What defines you? If you can ever hope to discover and live within even a semblance of what it means to be human, then you must ask yourself these questions, and you must answer them. Externalization, or looking outside for that which can only be found within, is a futile, destructive, and foolish endeavor. Externalization and over-obsession with outer stimuli is a dead-end venture that only leads to ruin, self-deprecation, and mediocrity. We are all brothers and sisters, and only the foolish and divisive false constructs of ego-centered consciousness divide us. True human beings, regardless of their religion, background, or ethnicity, embrace peace and brotherhood. 7 billion people, if they were on the same damned page, could change this world in an instant. It's about time that we do so. The alternative will not be pretty. It takes a certain courage, a certain constitution, and fearless resolve to see things as they really are, to stand apart from the crowd, to walk the road of selfhood. Separation is an illusion. And when we can finally get around to understanding the truism that I am you and you are me, then, and only then, can we be truly free. Otherwise, we are totally fucked. We are a fallen nation, a fallen people, a fallen species, and it's about time that we make a deliberate attempt to rise in spirit and in consciousness and take back what is rightfully ours by our very birthright. You can vote all you want for the lesser of two evils, the sycophantic misleader who promises you change or a nation of greater prosperity, but you can never expect change in the outer world if the inner landscape is in shambles. You will never change the system by utilizing the tools that the system has provided. You will never effect positive change in the world or in your life without first examining the contents of your own psyche, and make no mistake, it is a massively destructive process. It entails re-examining everything you think you know, destroying preconceptions, and reducing beliefs and false paradigms to ashes. Does not the entire universe dwell within? How can you possibly place infinity into a box? The labels, the trends, the division and separation, the cultural memes and false ideologies, which all serve to distract, are nothing more than psychological prison cells. Never within the history of humankind have we had the ability to gather information so easily. Never have we had such easy access to knowledge, and yet so many would rather use the tools available to go further into the depths of ignorance, distraction, delusion, and complete narcissistic self-indulgence. Entertain me seems to be the mantra of the day. In this age of information and instant communications, an age where the veil is lifting away to expose all that has remained hidden, ignorance is nothing more than a personal choice. If you want to know where the problem, the true power, and the solution lies, then take a good, long, hard look into a mirror. Regardless of what you have bought into, what you've been conditioned to accept as true, or whatever nonsense you have allowed to shape and influence your belief system, the fact of the matter remains, we have reached the crossroads. In other words, the party is over. We are going to see a lot unfold over the course of the next several months and years, and it's not exactly going to be pretty. I recommend resisting, in peaceful non-compliance, anything that threatens freedom or insults the spirit. Or, you can be a willing slave if you choose, just please stay out of the way of those of us who refuse to do so. You are going to be called to make a decision very, very soon, because our country, indeed our world, has been stolen from us. Through complacency and willful ignorance, we have allowed a hideous evil to arise in our midst. Pointing the finger outwards and identifying those willing servants of evil is important, but the true solution lies within the individual consciousness. In a consumerist culture of acquisition and narcissistic greed, where can one find solace amidst the tumultuous currents of life? Only within. The entire system is designed to enslave you psychologically, to imprison your mind within its confines and rigid control structures. Enslaved to debt, archaic religious doctrines, the erroneous belief in authority, and the flickering high-definition sorcerer that tells you how to interpret reality. The masses would rather embrace willful ignorance than ever dare to look at painful truth. Looking to the outer imbalance eventually causes one to look within at their own inner imbalance and dark side. They are intimately connected, and most would rather die than ever look within. You have been trained your whole life to silence your inner voice. You have been conditioned to distrust your own inherent intelligence, to externalize to find that which can only be found within. You have been hypnotized to believe that you are only the thinker, not the perceiver, that you are powerless, weak, and small. The lies must be put to rest, and you must stand within your own divinity if you are ever to effect change in your life and in the world. If you cannot see this, it's because you choose not to. If willful ignorance is the choice you make, then you are about to be blindsided, whether you like it or not. Willful ignorance is not cute or cool. It is a scourge and a plague. Choosing ignorance in the face of knowledge in an age of information is the mark of a weak and cowardly soul. It is the mentality of the slave and the bending of the knee to everything that insults what it means to be human. And if you're one of those self-centered solipsists that just doesn't care because you have your little creature comforts in the moment and your tiny little ego desires are fulfilled, well then, you are just a coward, and you probably don't even deserve the gift that you so willingly spit upon. The gift is freedom, and we've allowed it to be completely and utterly desecrated. And for what? A bit of affluence? As long as I have mine, then to hell with everything and everyone else. That's the mantra of a spineless, soulless, subhuman automaton, and you will never find those types doing any good in the world. Yes, I am angry, as I have every right to be. Every thinking, feeling human being ought to be angry because our situation is absolutely atrocious. My heart sinks as I watch my brothers and sisters sleep on as the world falls dead all around us and our children's futures are sold to the highest bidder. True intelligence encompasses the understanding that you have been lied to your entire life. Your entire life, you are sold a false reality. You are taught to identify with that which insults the spirit. I am sovereign. I stand in the knowledge of who and what I am. I am not the name you have given me, the label you have bestowed upon me, nor am I a 9-digit number on a piece of paper. I am not the roles which I choose to experience. I am not my body, and I am not your idea of who you think I should be. I am sentient. I define myself, I create myself with each moment, and it is my absolute birthright to do so. I will not be surety for a stranger. I will not waver, I will not falter, and I will no longer tolerate the lie. I will not identify with any aspect of your fictional system. I stand in the light of selfhood. To those that skulk in the shadows like parasitic vampires and ravenous wolves, the servants of evil, the worshippers of power, fed only by greed and the lust for control, your time is up. Your reign is ending and you know it. Your childish games are now exposed for the world to see. For this is the age of unveiling. Your arrogance blinds you and your exposure is imminent. The game is over. Doubt it not. Go cower in the darkness and shiver in the fear you so blindly foster and revel within. You are finished here. The spirit of humanity is rising, and there's not a goddamn thing you can do to stop it. The greatest threat to the establishment today is the person who can think independently and maintains the ability to continuously scrutinize what they think they know. The challenger of conventional thought, the critical thinker, the man or woman of ideas is the enemy, the one who walks alone. She will not join, she will not conform, she will not waver. She has detached from the herd. The free thinker is perceived as the dangerous one. His ideas are a danger to the system, to his peers, and to the rigid confines of ego-centered consciousness. He is a rebel in the truest sense. He or she is the sane amongst the unsane, the one whose guidance comes only from within. Think for yourself and watch the lie become dust beneath your feet. It is time for humanity to wake up and grow up, and that all begins with you. Sometimes I wonder why I even bother trying to reach anyone. There are days where I have hope and others where I have lost all faith in humanity. At times, it feels like I'm shoveling shit against the tide with a teaspoon. Walk in peace, one and all.